Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
January 29, 5:30 America, New York, Wall Street's green push exposes new conflicts of interest. Auditors, bond raters and others aim to profit by both judging and advising companies on their environmental, social and governance scores, creating potential new conflicts of interest for industries that struggled to manage them in the past. January 29, 5:30 America, New York, U.S., EU sanctions on Russia could ensnarl Western oil companies. Washington and Brussels aren't targeting oil or gas exports, but broader restrictions could still hit firms with big business in Russia. January 29, 5:10 America, New York, wary parents are target of new appeals to vaccinate children 5 to 11. Getting more young school-age children vaccinated is crucial for ending the pandemic, public health officials say, and many are focusing on that group. January 29, 5 o'clock America, New York, buy GameStop, fight injustice. Just don't sell. 1 year in the trenches of the meme stock revolution, Mr. Gonzalez has been investing since he was in high school. Meme stocks account for more than a third of his portfolio. January 29, 5 o'clock America, New York, Joe Biden and Peter Ducey is the rivalry everyone can love. A notably unscripted exchange between President Biden and a Fox News correspondent went viral, and turned into what these days counts as a heartwarming civic moment. January 29, 5 o'clock America, New York, Britannia, with fewer rules. What England's push to get back to business as usual says about the national character. Shoppers packed Oxford Street last month in London, as the Omicron variant was sweeping the country. January 29, 4:22 America, New York, Turkish President Sachs statistics chief as inflation tension escalates. Seyit Erdal Dinker lasts just 10 months in the role amid reports of friction over rate-setting policy. January 29, 3 o'clock America, New York, Bitcoin, BTC, outlook, buy the dip or sell the bounce. Bitcoin's latest recovery is looking increasingly tired as it nears a zone of important resistance. January 29, 0:48 America, New York, can you move to opportunity? It is not always that easy. This paper shows that racial composition shocks during the Great Migration, 1940 to 1970, reduced the gains from growing up in the northern United States for black families and can explain 27% of the region's racial upward mobility gap today. January 29, 0:26 America, New York, religion in the South Pacific, from my email. I spent years living on a small, remote Pacific island. I am not religious, I was there on a government contract. Practically the only other Westerners were missionaries. January 29, 0:09 America, New York, declare ZPANDEMIE. https://www.armstrongeconomics.com/wp-content/upload/2022/01/schwab-pandemie-song.mp4 The post declare ZPANDEMIE first appeared on Armstrong Economics. January 29, 0:02 America, New York, Arizona sells over $1.23 billion of marijuana during first year of legalization. The state of Arizona saw $1.23 billion in sales after legalizing recreational marijuana 1 year ago. This figure does not include December's final reporting. Medical marijuana accounted for $703 million in purchases while recreational produced $528 million. January 29, 0:00 America, New York, the mentors who helped Ulta Beauty's unlikely CEO make up for inexperience. Mary Dillon worked as a waitress, house cleaner and tutor to pay for college. Her path eventually led her to the top job at a major U.S. retailer. January 29, 0:00 America, New York, who really got rich from the GameStop revolution? During a revolt against Wall Street, some pros still figured out a way to win. January 28, 23:49 America, New York, Joni Mitchell removes music from Spotify in support of Neil Young against Joe Rogan. Irresponsible people are spreading lies, wrote the folk singer, who is famous for her 1971 album, Blue. January 28, 2300 America, New York, crude oil forecast, Russia-Ukraine crisis creates upside risks for WTI and AMP, Brent prices. Oil has rallied sharply over the past 2 months and appears overbought by some metrics, but prices may remain supported over the short term on rising geopolitical tensions in Eastern Europe. January 28, 2034 America, New York, Goldman Sachs awards its CEO a raise to $35 million after a record year. David M. Solomon is now tied with James Gorman of Morgan Stanley as the highest-paid chief executives at major U.S. banks. David M. Solomon of Goldman Sachs is one of the two highest-paid chief executives at major U.S. January 28, 1931 America, New York, Whirlpool, Kroger, Apple, stocks that define the week. Here are seven major companies whose stocks moved on the week's news. January 28, 1900 America, New York, quantitative tightening is no substitute for higher interest rates. Reversing trillions of dollars of asset purchases may prove to be an unreliable tool. January 28, 1900 America, New York, has Deutsche Bank turned the corner? Investors seem to think the bank has stabilized at last. January 28, 1900 America, New York, how is Omicron affecting the global economic recovery? High-frequency data suggest the effect may be limited and short-lived. January 28, 1900 America, New York, personal finance is a hit on TikTok. One survey suggests nearly a quarter of young American investors have used it for financial advice. January 28, 1900 America, New York, Australian dollar outlook, all eyes on the RBA as Fed fallout continues. The Australian dollar is under the pump despite favorable fundamentals as the US dollar surges on the back of a hawkish Fed. January 28, 1836 America, New York, Mike Lynch, Priti Patel approves extradition of autonomy founder. Dr. Mike Lynch lost a multi-billion dollar fraud action on Friday over the sale of autonomy in 2011. January 28, 1810 America, New York, Shopify denies allegations in textbook pirating lawsuit. The e-commerce company said it isn't liable for copyright infringement by sellers and has responded to takedown requests.